Starting our segment today with a deep dive into next-generation AI agent architecture, the latest video focused on the concept of the meta-harness, which is fundamentally changing how we design complex automated systems. Currently, we tend to use multiple specialized AI agents, but they are siloed, trapped in their own individual boxes or harnesses, meaning they can't easily share history or communicate with each other. This setup creates compatibility headaches and locks you into specific tools whenever a better model emerges. The solution presented is the meta-harness, a single layer that sits over all your diverse agents. Instead of building on one system, this meta-layer provides a unified sandbox session, allowing multiple, different models, like Cloud Code or Codex, to run together seamlessly as if they were a coordinated team. This architecture unlocks three major capabilities. First is composition. Agents can now function as specialized workers that hand off tasks and review each other's work across model boundaries. Second is control. Every action taken by an agent passes through a mandatory gate defined by the layer, allowing developers to enforce complex policies regarding cost, risk scores, or required approvals before any tool call is executed. And thirdly, it dramatically improves security by preventing agents from ever directly accessing secret keys, instead injecting them through a protected approval proxy. This centralized framework makes deployment simpler and vastly more robust for enterprise use. Switching gears slightly to mandatory policy updates, we have breaking news regarding certain high capability models, specifically Fable 5 and Methods 5. Due to new U.S. government export control directives citing national security authorities, access to both of these specific models has been suspended and must be disabled immediately for all foreign nationals. Moving into the realm of digital forensics, one fascinating deep dive outlined how thorough investigation is key, suggesting that evidence is rarely truly hidden, it just requires knowing where to look. The video covered several essential techniques. First, file recovery using tools like autopsy shows that even deleted files often remain recoverable on a disk image. Second, investigators rely heavily on the timeline view, which reconstructs every single event every opened, modified, or deleted file into an exhaustive chronological logbook. Beyond the surface data, there are two critical areas to focus on. The first is metadata. This embedded information, like GPS coordinates in a photo or timestamps showing when a file was last accessed, can reveal deeply unsettling details about its real-world use. The second and arguably more advanced area is memory forensics using tools like volatility. Instead of analyzing the hard drive, you analyze the computer's active RAM dump to capture data including running processes, network connections, and malware that exists purely in volatile memory and leaves zero physical file trace for traditional antivirus software to find. Ultimately, the lesson is that comprehensive investigation means being methodical enough to check every artifact across time, location, and even volatile memory.